The federal government is suing the state of Washington because voters there say they won't take any more of the government's nuclear waste. Washington state is home to the federal Hanford Nuclear Reservation, the nation's largest repository for waste. Last month, voters approved a state initiative that bars waste shipments until the government cleans up the Hanford site. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
For over 60 years, scientists have been making highly purified uranium and plutonium fuel for nuclear weapons. These materials don't occur in nature, and the process of making them leaves behind a nasty mess. Toxic sludge, corrosive chemicals, and radioactive junk, some of which remains dangerous for centuries. The 586-square-mile Hanford site in the eastern plains of Washington state was once a nuclear weapons center. Some research continues, but now Hanford's mostly a dump for the government's bomb-making waste from all around the country. In November, Washington voters said they'd seen enough trucks bringing in waste. That's because Hanford managers have missed deadlines for cleaning up the site and have lost track of waste plutonium at the site. So voters approved Initiative 297, which bars more shipments until the Hanford Reservation is cleaned up. Don Hancock is with the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability, which represents communities where nuclear waste is stored.
Hanford is generally agreed to as the most contaminated site in the country. So people and states are saying, because the federal government has 60 years of not adequately addressing the legacy of the nuclear weapons that we've produced, that people in Washington and people in other states are going to say, no, we're not going to let you do this anymore.
Among other things, I-297 demands that the federal government clean up waste tanks that have leaked and contaminated groundwater and the Columbia River. It also requires the Department of Energy, which runs Hanford and owns the waste, to stop putting radioactive material in unlined dirt trenches in the ground. So now the Energy Department has sued the state of Washington. Officials at DOE and the Justice Department say they won't comment on matters in litigation. The government's court papers point out that states have tried and lost this gambit before. DOE says the Constitution gives the federal government the right to dispose of waste where it wants. Moreover, the complaint says Washington state is unconstitutionally restraining commerce. This week, a federal judge stopped the state's initiative while the suit is argued. Lawyer David Mears represents Washington state. He says the federal government is overreacting. His state simply wants more say in how Hanford is run.
What's at stake in this case is the authority and ability of a state to place restrictions on the management of hazardous and radioactive waste in order to protect the public health and the environment.
Washington state already has filed two other lawsuits against DOE, challenging the government's plan to accelerate disposal and add new kinds of radioactive waste to its shipments to Hanford. DOE counters that Washington state is actually trying to redefine what's truly radioactive waste and what isn't to gain the upper hand for itself. While the legal intricacies are debated, some Hanford researchers say they're worried their work and even cleanup efforts might have to stop under a strict reading of I-297.
You know, that's just alarmist hogwash. It doesn't add up.
Tom Carpenter is with the Government Accountability Project, an advocacy group for workers at Hanford who've complained of safety and environmental violations at the site.
This is not meant to stop existing cleanup, inter-site transfers of waste, that kind of thing. The federal government is just, it doesn't want to be regulated by the state.
Yet regulation by the states could, even in the view of those who helped win the vote of I-297, lead to a patchwork of waste regulations around the country.
You know, if South Carolina were to pass such a law, or Nevada, or New Mexico, more power to them. We would encourage it. We'd help them out because there's no way that an environmental disaster is going to be made better by adding more waste to it.
According to one nuclear activist in Washington, it could take more than 20 years before Hanford is clean enough to accept more waste again. That could mean waste at DOE sites around the country would have no place to go. Don Hancock of the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability says that's okay.
Things need to stay where they are. They need to be, in some cases, stored much more effectively. But putting them on the roads and playing this shell game of moving waste from one place to another and saying it's cleaned up is false.
Courtroom arguments in the Washington state case begin early next year. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.